Tonight is the third night of the eight-day festive holiday known as Hanukkah. It celebrates the survival of the Jewish people against a far larger Syrian army and the reclaiming and rededication of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. Lighting menorahs, eating potato pancakes, or latkes as they're called, and singing holiday songs are all part of the Hanukkah celebration. And here to tell us more about the music you might want to listen to get into the Hanukkah spirit is our director, Rob Sachs. Welcome, Rob.
Hey, Cheryl.
So, what can you tell us about Hanukkah music?
Well, Hanukkah music has really, really evolved from my days in Hebrew school where we learned to play dreidel, 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 and stuff like that. And these days, there's modern bands playing Hanukkah songs. There's Hanukkah concerts going all over the place. There's even a band called Good for the Jews, and they have not quite a Hanukkah song. It's called It's Good to Be a Jew at Christmas, and here's what it sounds like.
That we're the chosen ones.
We got eight nights, you got just one.
It's good to be a Jew at Christmas.
Okay, so that's It's Good to Be a Jew at Christmas.
It's a little tongue-in-cheek there. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the thing with all these Hanukkah songs by these more modern groups. A lot of them are really sarcastic. So I think a great way to celebrate Hanukkah is simply to listen to music by Jewish musicians that you may or not have heard of.
Okay, so which ones do you have in mind?
Well, the first one is a band called Guster. Now, they're a college band out of Boston, and they have Jewish members Ryan Miller and Brian Rosenwurzel, who I talked to a few years back, and they told me about their Jewish roots.
We did have a show in Philadelphia once where we lowered a giant papier-mâché menorah from the ceiling and had the Philadelphia Eagles mascot light it. To that extent, we're a Jewish band.
Yeah, that's about as Jewish as we get.
All right.
So, yeah, so they like to play around with it. A lot of these bands, you know, they may be Jewish, but they're not explicitly saying it all the time. But, you know, they like to have fun and joke around with it.
So what song of theirs would you recommend?
The song I would recommend is Satellite. It's off their album, Ganging Up on the Sun. And here's what it sounds like.
So that has a really modern song. What about some more classic songs?
Well, I love those golden oldies, and there are a ton of Jewish singers out there that are great to listen to and you can enjoy. I'm thinking of Barry Manilow, Barbara Streisand, Neil Diamond. Yeah. You know, he's great.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But for this category, Cheryl, I wanted to go with maybe a not-so-obvious choice, Sammy Davis Jr.
Who can take a sunrise?
And, of course, the very foot-tapping hit by Sammy Davis Jr., the Candyman. Let's switch gears just a little bit, Rob. Anything with a Latin flavor at all?
Right. Now, just because you're thinking, okay, Jewish music, it really can go anywhere. You know, we heard the classic songs, rock songs, rap songs like the Beastie Boys. But there are Latin songs, and most famously Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. This is a group that had no Latino players in it, but it really opened up Latin music to a wider audience. Now, here's a great example of Herb Alpert with his hit Spanish Flea, which you may remember. Great trumpet playing there, huh?
So, great trumpet playing. People with gray hair remember that from the Dating Game and all of that, too. So
yeah, yeah. So it brings it back. It's kind of got that 60s feel to it, too, huh?
Absolutely. All right, so we have all these mixes of Jewish singers and musicians, but there's no avoiding at this time of year, Rob, that Christmas music just abounds. So what's a Jewish music lover to do when it comes to Christmas music?
Right, so I'm thinking, as a Jew, you can take pride in knowing that some of the best Christmas songs ever written were composed by Jews. There's the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. That was written by Mel Torme and Bob Wells. Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, written by Sammy Kahn and Jules Stein. Mm-hmm. And of course, White Christmas was written by the great Jewish American composer Irving Berlin. So I think we should honor Irving Berlin and listen to Bing Crosby singing a little bit of White Christmas.
All right.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
All right. Well, thank you, Rob, for those ideas on how to celebrate Hanukkah, even as we go out with Bing Crosby singing White Christmas.
My pleasure, Cheryl.
Rob Sachs is the director here at Tell Me More. The Jewish holiday of Hanukkah continues until sundown on December 29th.
To hear sleigh bells in the snow.
And that is our program for today. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Cheryl Corley, and for Michelle Martin, let's talk more tomorrow.
May your days be merry and bright.